would say that.
Well, when you worked for the doctor over there, did you ever make something like if they were having some kind of pie or something, did anybody ever want something made, put a little cream and sugar and a little, mix some stuff, and maybe a little nutmeg or some spice or something like that, mix that together to pour over the pie or something?
No, they don't. Make it out of cream? That would don't. Take an egg, beat it, and beat it up and make it stand up. That was the way we had whipped cream, you know. You made your whipped cream. You had cows and had your cream. Well, my grandmother would make it. Now this, mine made dressing, what they're selling now. I stood and looked at my grandmother make it many day up there, Dr. Thomas.
How did she do that?
She used a yellow for egg and get that Westland oil. That's what she'd make it out. Beat it, and when it get to flying up, she'd put just a little red pepper in it. Kind of be hot to go with your meat.
Well, did you ever make any kind of something sweet, like a dressing for something, you know, like a sauce or anything like that?
No, I haven't made a sauce.
What is a sauce? When you speak of a sauce, what do you mean?
You take sauce and make it out of white of an egg. You put your milk on the stove. And you use cornstarch to thicken it. That then you use, say, a cup of sugar, a cup and a half, according to how much you want to make. And you boil it, when you put that cornstarch in there, that thickens it up, while you can take a spoon and dip it, put on whatever you want.
Would that be sweet or just?
Yeah, it'd be sweet. You put a little vanilla flavor in it, or whatever flavor you like, nutmeg, but it will be sweet, because you use sugar in it.
Well, what'd you call that?
You call that a sauce. That's just a plain sauce, because it doesn't have anything, no nuts, anything in it. It's just called a sauce. You eat it over, make this homemade gingerbread. I've made it and have that sauce to go over it.
Well, what about did the people over there eat things between meals, or do you?
No, they always when they eat one meal, they eat breakfast. They didn't come back in their kitchen no more until dinner time.
Did anybody around here eat? Do you ever eat between meals?
Very seldom I eat between meals.
What do you call that when you do?
That's snacking.
You said that what did you say they drank for breakfast that day?
They had milk every day.
And you said they had something else too?
They had coffee for breakfast.
How did they make that?
Coffee? Well, we either put the water in the pot. See, they didn't have no electric pots in them days. Now you put that coffee in that pot and let that water boil, and then you measure, say, you're going to have about 3 cups of coffee. You put in 1 spoon for the pot, and you put in 2 spoons, well, that was a cup. A spoon to a cup of coffee.